chapter for the fast of Ramadan and the special virtues. However, whatever we will be reading now will apply to Ramadan as well. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala Allah azza wa jal. This first hadith is a hadith, a Qudsi, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, and this comes in the hadith, not in the Quran. So this is what we refer to as hadith al-Qudsi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu. Every action of man is for him. Illa sawm. Except for fasting. Fa innahu li. That fasting is specially for me. Ulama give certain reasons why this is mentioned, illa sawm. They say in the past, the kuffar would not fast as an ibadat for any of their deities and their gods. This was exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they say that because it is very ba'id min ar-riya, very far from a person fasting for the sake of showing off. Because this fast is something that is hidden. Nobody knows someone is fasting. لِخِفَائِهِ. Because it is hidden from the sight of people. On the other side, if a person is reading lengthy rakats of salah, making lengthy sujood, and giving sadaqah openly, so there could be this aspect of riya. But in fasting, there's nothing to show. Only he knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And they say thirdly, because Allah ta'ala alone knows the reward for fasting. There are seven types of actions in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains seven types of actions with regards to the reward. Certain actions make Jannat compulsory for a person. Certain actions make Jahannam compulsory for a person. Certain actions a person will get one reward. Some actions a person will get 10 rewards. Some actions a person will get 700 rewards. And then there are some actions nobody knows the reward except Allah, and that is fasting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُ لِي. This fasting is khalis, purely for me. Who will stay away from food and drink and sexual relations, even in his private moments, even when he is all alone? He is aware that Allah ta'ala is watching him. He's doing it only for Allah. So Allah ta'ala says, when he is being so sincere and for my sake, leaving out what he likes, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, and I will give the reward. As the Shaykh Zakhmi Tulali explains, another way of reading it, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, and I will be the reward for this fasting. In Lataif al-Ma'arif, there's a beautiful explanation for this hadith also, that every action of man is for him. When a person will come on the day of Qiyamah, and then people will come and claim rewards. شَتَمَنِي, ضَرَبَنِي, أَخَذَ مَالِي, this person hit me, he took my wealth unjustly, he swore me. So in recompense, he'll have to pay with his actions, with his good deeds. So someone will take his salah, someone will take maybe his hajj also, his umrah, his tasbihat. So his actions are going. And now the only action left now is fasting. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that this fast is for me. فَإِنَّهُ لِي. This fast can't go to anybody. This is mine. So Allah ta'ala will compensate on behalf of that fast for this person. Allah ta'ala protect us, save us, protect all our amal, give us tawfiq to fulfill everybody's rights. But this fast is so great that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give it to anyone, Allah will compensate. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ, and fasting is a shield. It naturally conscientizes a person about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't commit sin. If a person commits sin, he'll make tawbah, istighfar. Then I'm fasting. How can I do this? فَإِذَا كَانَ يُوْمُ صُومِ أَحَدِكُمْ. Now when a person is tested, he will be fasting. He will be tested in different ways. Then he must remember, فَلَا يَرْفُثْ. He mustn't speak rudely. He mustn't speak rudely. وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. He mustn't shout. He mustn't scream. He must remain calm. And also, what he normally does, speaking rudely also, can refer to a person naturally talking to his wife, fooling around about relations, etc. So he won't talk about all that. And he won't shout and scream. فَإِنْ صَبَّهُ أَحَدٌ. If anybody swears him, you know, road rage today, you never trouble anybody in the masjid, but you went on the road and someone troubles you. So naturally, you are being tested and your anger flares up. Anybody swears you, or qatalahu, someone is fighting with you in the shop, you never do anything, but somehow someone is blaming you for something. فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Don't fight with anybody. Say, I am fasting. I don't have time to fight with anybody. You carry on your way. Let me go my way. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدْ بِيَدِهِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a qasam and he says, by that being in whose life, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمْ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رَيْحِ الْمِسْكِ. The smell that comes out from the mouth of the fasting person is more sweeter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. Ulama explained that this means to the angels, Allah ta'ala makes it smell more fragrant than musk. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world also it is more fragrant than musk. And on the day of Qiyamah also, the fasting people will be rewarded with a scent in their mouth, a fragrance in their mouth, which will be one of the best scents in Jannat. That the other Jannatis will be asking, where is this beautiful, beautiful smell emanating from? It will be told to them, this is the smell from the mouths of the fasting people. لِصَائِمْ فَرْحَتَانِ. The fasting person has two occasions of happiness, and he is happy on two times. إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ. At the time of iftar, he is happy when he is breaking his fast. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the ability, 14 hours, 15 hours, I fasted, I never break my fast. Allah Ta'ala gave me the ability to complete the fast. Alhamdulillah, my rewards are secure. And also, Alhamdulillah, at that time, naturally, a person appreciates Allah's bounty, that water, he appreciates it much more at the time of iftar. Other times he's drinking, but at the time of iftar, that shukr comes out from the deep recesses of his heart. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأْ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقِ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرِ. InshaAllah, like that dua says, masnoon dua to read, that my thirst now has been quenched. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأْ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقِ. And the veins have become wet. My throat has become wet now after being dry. And inshaAllah, after all this, the reward has been secured. وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ. And when he meets Allah, he'll definitely see the great, great rewards for his fasting. And he will definitely be happy when he sees the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow us all to see the month of Ramadan. And Allah ta'ala keep us healthy and make us take maximum benefit. Subhanallah.